Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. My great friend Richie wants me to say it with enthusiasm. He wasn't convinced that yesterday I had enough enthusiasm. He said, you said the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. It should be the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. All right, you happy now, Richie? All right, I've got a new commentary out, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Hey, NFL, why not start games with the Jewish national anthem? Did you hear the NFL is planning to play the black national anthem before each football game? This is the most bizarre, insulting, idiotic, ignorant, offensive, and most importantly, racist decision in the history of sports. First of all, I didn't even know there was a black national anthem. Did you? Silly me. I actually thought we were all Americans. I thought the one and only American national anthem was called the Star Spangled Banner. I thought that one national anthem brought together Americans of all colors, races, sexes, religions, cultures. I was clearly wrong. A national anthem for only one race of people sure sounds insulting, offensive, and racist to me. I'm glad it's not my race promoting such a divisive and intolerant idea. But as long as the NFL is playing this insulting game, I'm Jewish and I feel left out. I'm insulted. It's downright intolerant to leave my people out. Where is the diversity and inclusion in the NFL? Is the NFL creating a caste system? Is the NFL saying blacks are superior to Jews? More important than Jews? More important than any other race or culture? I can't be the only one feeling left out. Why isn't the NFL playing a white national anthem? A Hispanic national anthem? How about Christians, Muslims, and Hindus? How about my friends who are Italian-American, Irish-American, Polish-American, and Asian-American? Don't they all deserve recognition before NFL games? A recent NFL TV ad campaign reported the NFL is gay, the NFL's lesbian, the NFL's bisexual, the NFL's transgender. So where are their national anthems before games? Have I left anyone out? This is insanity. The pathetic, woke, politically correct NFL appears to be rooting for the breakup and tribalization of the USA. Will teams someday be based not on the city or state they're in, but from the gang, tribe, race, or religion they represent? Should we have NFL battles between Polish Americans and Italian Americans? Jews versus Christians? Or here's a guaranteed crowd pleaser. How about an NFL championship game between whites and blacks? I'm betting that would sell out in 15 minutes, with seats selling for a fortune. The NFL would love that. Personally, I'm hoping for the NFL championship game between the San Francisco gays and the New York transgenders. I can't wait to see the cheerleaders. Don't laugh. That's exactly what all of this progressive racist madness is leading to. Why not start games with 100 national anthems? Let's just have a 3-hour pregame ceremony with flags and anthems for every group, race, and sex in America. Just like the opening ceremony of the Olympics, except before every NFL game. And you thought COVID produced empty stadiums. P.S. While you're busy adding a Jewish national anthem to every pregame show, it might be time for the NFL to address a burning social justice issue. Where are all the Jewish wide receivers? And Jewish running backs? And Jewish quarterbacks? It's finally time to address this civil rights issue of the 21st century. Why aren't there more Jews in the NFL? I think we need the NFL to step up. We need a Jewish lottery. It's time for affirmative action, because my Jewish people are not being represented in the NFL. It's time for diversity, inclusion, and social justice. I want Morris Bernstein at wide receiver. By the way, here's another controversy the NFL just created. I'll bet the NFL never saw this one coming. How will black players feel when white fans who are angry racist decision respond to the black national anthem by kneeling? Now that should make pregames interesting. Great job, NFL. The geniuses running the NFL just turned their games into angry, bitter, divided, emotional war zones. And that's before the kickoff. That's my new column coming out, syndicated nationwide by creators. It's titled, Hey NFL, Why Not Start Games with the Jewish National Anthem? I think I made some great points. It's all tongue-in-cheek, it's all funny, but it's so true. Why don't you just start the game with 1,000 national anthems representing every group in America? How do you just pick one group? How is it possible only black people get a national anthem before the NFL game to go with the American national anthem? So now there's two countries. There's America and there's black America. I didn't know that. Can you imagine if I suggested there be two countries, white America and America? Can you imagine if I suggested that? This is so bizarre. So I just thought it fit to say, well, why don't you have a Jewish national anthem? And why don't you address the burning civil rights issue of the 21st century? Why aren't there more Jews in the NFL? That's what we need, isn't it? We need to slow down the game. We got to slow down the NFL game and put some Jews in wide receiver. I mean, that will make for better television. You don't need slow motion anymore. Just put the camera on the Jewish wide receivers. They're running at 1 mile an hour. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. And feeling guilty about it. Exactly. The NFL needs some Jewish guilt. Oh, my God. What a country we're living in. It's unbelievable. You have no idea how bad things are going. This is a communist dictatorship at this moment running the United States of America. And there's nobody fighting it on the Republican side. There's nobody. There's just nobody. Here's a great example. This is the issue of the year. The Vikings today fired their offensive line coach, Rick Dennison, for not getting vaccinated. What has that got to do with football? So, literally, the NFL has become a communist dictatorship institution. And they've decided that vaccines are the end-all, even though I just wrote a commentary, literally, at the beginning of this week, that proves that we should suspend the vaccine nationwide. And you know what the average genius in charge of this country and the CDC and the WHO and Dr. Fauci and the Biden White House, they've all got their hands over their ears as Wayne Root screams facts from the VAERS reporting system that shows thousands are dying from the vaccine. And by the way, lots of people are dying of COVID after getting the vaccine. And lots of people, millions of people are going to get COVID who are vaccinated. And I prove that. And they've got their hands over their ears. They're going, na, 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 na. They're not listening to a word I say. They want to make believe it's not true. The vaccine works. No, it doesn't work. You're lying to yourselves. You're deluding yourselves. The vaccine's a massive failure. And physicians do no harm, right? The Hippocratic Oath. Physicians do no harm. It harms people. Not everyone, but lots of people have been and are being harmed by the vaccine. Some are dying. Some are very sick. Some are getting autoimmune disease. Some are getting shingles in their eyes and almost losing their eyesight, like a friend of mine had happen after getting the vaccine. Many of them are getting autoimmune disease from this vaccine. But most importantly, if one person dies, you got to stop the vaccine. Something's wrong. If you killed a person who didn't have COVID with the vaccine, how is the vaccine working? How is the physician not harming people? So it needs to be suspended and investigated before you continue the vaccine. But they won't do that. There is such pressure now to get the vaccine, it's unbelievable. And sure enough, there's actually a conservative talk show host, Phil Valentine, who I know, I've been on his show as a guest many times. He has me as a guest on his show. Phil Valentine is in intensive care and could die from COVID. And so the liberals have made him the poster boy. He was all over the UK Daily Mail today. Conservative host who was skeptical about COVID and said, don't get the vaccine, is now on his deathbed. And he's told his brother to tell everyone, get the vaccine. I made a big mistake. Folks, I've told my fiance Cindy like 1,000 times in the last year. You know, this was off mic, it's a private conversation, but I'll tell you about it now. I've said, you know, if I ever get COVID and die, They will put me on the cover of every magazine in America and put me on the front of all the news in America, and they will say Wayne Root is the poster boy that proves you've got to be masked, we've got to be locked down for years at a time, and we've all got to be vaccinated because Wayne Root was against masks and against vaccines and against lockdowns, and oh my God, Wayne Root just died. I'll be the poster boy. And sure enough, Phil Valentine is the only conservative talk show host I know of in the entire America who at this moment is very sick with COVID and could die. And they're trying to use that as a reason to make you get vaccinated. It's starting to get ridiculous. You know, listen, it's possible Phil could die. It happens. He's 61 years old. Maybe he had immune problems. Maybe he had diabetes. Maybe he's obese. I've never seen him in my life. I've been a guest 20, 30 times on his show. I've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. But I know this much. I know that all over America, there are people who said on Facebook and Twitter, I got my vaccine, I got my vaccine, and they dropped dead the next day. All over America. But that's never covered on the news. But let one conservative talk show say, I'm not sure about these vaccines. They're very questionable. I'm very worried. I wouldn't rush into it. He didn't say don't take it. He said be careful. Don't rush into it. If that guy dies, it's going to be the biggest story in America to scare every conservative into getting a vaccine that, number one, is it working? And nobody's telling you that. People are getting COVID. Wait till we get back. I've got like 50 stories piled up of vaccinated people who have COVID, including tons of staffers at the White House, have COVID right now. And they're scared to tell you. So is it possible Wayne Root's going to get COVID? Yeah, I may get COVID. I've been around a ton of people lately with COVID. So I may get COVID. Does that mean every conservative has to get COVID? Because if someone who's unvaccinated gets COVID and gets sick, everyone has to now get COVID? How about all the people that got the COVID vaccine and died? Should we all not get the vaccine because of that? Whew. Our country's gone mad. No one's allowed to have an opinion different than the authorities. It's incredible. Hi, I'm Wayne Ella Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Energized Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Ella Root. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you. And get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Dark world. All right. Everyone has their own perspective. I was laughing with Chris that I live in a dark world. It's a medieval world. I'm allergic to peanuts, so I can't eat peanut butter, which is terrible. But I've gotten my whole life without it. I've lived just fine. And I can't eat any sort of nuts. And when you're on a keto diet like I am, there's like a million different protein bars, and they're all made of nuts. Everything is made of peanuts, almonds, pecans, you name it. And you can't eat any of them because I'm allergic to nuts. But I've lived my life just fine without any of it. So everybody, the whole key to life is, you know, everybody's got problems here, problems there. You just got to figure out how to work around it. That's all. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you missed the Energized Health live event in Las Vegas, starring yours truly, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com, click the red button, and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one free offer is only good through the end of the month. So, by the way, it's both things. You're getting 40% off, and then you're getting two for the price of one on top of that. Successful people take action, so get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It'll change your life forever. It'll change their life forever, just like it did for me. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I gained 7 pounds of hydration. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've tried all those. They don't work. Don't procrastinate. Go to energizedhealth.com. Take action now. Book your free consultation, energizedhealth.com. We got a caller who's at one of my favorite events that I've been to, I think 14 years in a row, Freedom Fest. Dane is in South Dakota at Freedom Fest to give us a little bit of an update what's going on there. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, good, Wayne. I'll tell you, it's a record crowd, record vendors. The only thing that's missing, they're asking, where is War, our number one debater?
I know. I won the debates 4 years in a row. I got a landslide victory from the audience who gave me standing ovations every year. That is true. Thank you, Dave.
Where's War?
I know. Well, I couldn't make it to South Dakota. I couldn't take 4 days off. You know, it's not like you can just take a day off. You know, you're losing a day flying there, a day flying back, a day or two there to give speeches or presentations, and I would have lost the whole week, and I can't do that to my fans. You know, I just can't do it. So.
I understand. You're a busy man, and but they miss you, and but it's a great show. South Dakota is so wonderful. It's a great place. Christy Noem came to the event. And the governor known, and it's just been absolutely demented. And I'm on the jury for the mock trial coming up here in about a half hour, so that should be interesting. The jury's about if there should have been a lockdown during the pandemic. Well, I'm a little bit of a biased juror, you know that way.
Well, you know, listen, Freedom Fest is about freedom, so we know what the verdict's going to be on that one. I mean, anywhere else in America, they'd vote for lockdown. At Freedom Fest, they will absolutely vote the way I would and you would, which is never lockdown. Are you kidding me? There's not a reason in the world to lock down. People get sick whether you lock down or not, but you don't need to destroy the economy. But so, anything interesting you've seen while you've been there? Anything exciting and interesting?
Well, we got our wonderful Raising Old Glory, the world's largest flag we did last year. We have a new announcement we're going to be making here. We're going to do the world's largest flag again upcoming, so that'll be neat. And we're going to do it with the record-breaking Sturgis Bicycle Rally. We're going to try and do the biggest photo op. The record now is 4,600 bikes in Paris, Texas. We're going to try and do 50,000 bikers in a photo op with the flag. So that should be interesting.
You said the record is how many?
Well, the record is in Paris, Texas, 4,600 Harley-Davidsons.
Right, so let me get this straight. Dane, the record is 4,600, but you guys want to do 50,000 motorcycles?
Wayne, they're expecting a crowd of 750,000 bikers coming in.
Holy crap, that's unbelievable. Wow. So there's still people that love freedom in America. I love it.
6,000 people.
You know, I could never understand that. You know, listen, I've never ridden a motorcycle in my life. I was taught by my parents, don't do that. It's too crazy. You'll kill yourself. And I never understood bikers, and I always thought they were a bunch of liberal, crazy, drug-addicted, pot-smoking, nutty people. Now I love them. They're all the Trump people. The motorcyclists are all for Trump, and all the people that are straight and they're wearing their fancy suits, they're all liberals that vote for Democrats now. So I guess I'm with the bikers, huh? They're my people.
Well, guess who are the bigger biker babes that are coming here? You'll never guess it.
Who?
One of them is Governor Christy Noem, and the other one is ours truly, Sidney Powell, are going to be in the Legends Bike Ride.
All right. Very cool. Hey, Jane, thanks for the update. We got to run. We'll be back in a minute. Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris is making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote is counted has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
This country has lost its way. The U.S. women's soccer team chose to skip the Olympics opening ceremony because they don't want to represent the United States. With all of you, you're a bunch of freaks. It's a freak show. You're anti-American communists. Go screw yourselves. You're not making one dime off me. You're not going to make one dime off anyone that listens to my show. None of us are going to watch the Olympics. What a joke. You know, I got a friend who just texted in. I'm not sure who or what or why. They're even in Tokyo. Who are they representing? Then I have another one who says, did you hear what Ilhan Omar did? Biden administration approved a military strike on terrorists in Somalia, so Omar is now questioning the decision as if she's a representative of Somalia and not the Minnesota Congressional District and the United States of America. What a joke. Did you hear the Cleveland Indians have changed their name? They're going to be the Cleveland Guardians. Dave just sent me an email. Did you hear next year Cleveland is dropping Indians from their name, changing it to Cleveland Guardians? How effing stupid. This country's become a bunch of brainwashed zombies. No, I'm wrong. They need a brain to become brainwashed. They're just a bunch of effing zombies. Here's my good friend Doug. Doug says Cleveland Indians just changed their name to the Guardians. Washington changed from the Redskins. If I was an Indian, I'd be pissed. All these teams chose Indian names because they are great warriors. Now these woke snowflakes are taking being warriors away and saying we're nothing more than reservation Indians. I think that's a good point. There's a point to that. They're just, all of us are supposed to be reservations Indians, because that's what Biden's turning us into. You know, I'm a Jew. They're turning us into Nazi concentration camp Jews. Just get on the train, you know? Get on the train. Come on, get on the train. Oh, come on. You've got to get on the train. Don't be late. Are you late to get on the train? I'm not doing what you want me to do. I have no interest in doing what you want me to do. I have no interest in doing anything government asks me to do. Government is out to hurt me. Government is out to help you. Reagan said it best. Worst words in English language. I'm for the government. I'm here to help. The 9 worst words in English language. I'm for the government. I'm here to help. Government is here to hurt you, not help you. Why would I listen to government? Sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. And here's another. What a great segue. What a perfect sponsor to talk about right now. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, in other words, ISP, collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently of things going on with your information. Remember all the major companies that got hacked, the pipeline company that got hacked? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Remember how Cuba censored the internet to kill the protests there? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business or your family, 3 different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month to protect your privacy. Use code WAR and get 3 months free on top of only $6.95 a month with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Boy, I'm getting on the phone the minute this show is over. I want to protect my privacy. We've got our guest, Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website is beatenblackandblue.com, and he's the founder of the Tatum Report, Brandon Tatum. Brandon, welcome back to my show.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Well, I know one thing I won't be doing, Brandon. I'm not watching 1 minute of the Olympics. They can go screw themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken sports off, especially the sports that I feel like that the players are being woke. Now, I know the people that run these sports, they're woker than woke, and sometimes that's not the fault of the players. But however, if I see a sport or I see an event where players are taking initiative to be disrespectful to our country, then screw them.
And so what happened today was the women's soccer team decided not to participate in the opening ceremony because they don't want to represent the United States. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, first of all, the women's soccer team, you know, compared to the men's team, it's not even a close match. I think they lost to some 12-year-old boys in the past, and I really do hope that people will wake up and stop being so sensitive and soft and speaking nothing but falsehoods. You know, these women are not good enough to get paid like the men are getting paid. They're not good enough. They don't perform. People don't want to see them as much as they want to see men. I really hope that these woke feminists will start waking up to reality and stop demanding things that do not belong to them. And I think that's the reason why they're protesting, because they want equal rights and they want equal pay as men. And it's complete foolishness. And I'll tell you this, I'm willing to give them equal pay if they line up against the men and they go match for match. And if they can beat the men or they can be equal to the men, then they can get the same amount of money.
And I understand Herschel Walker blasted them today. Did you hear what Herschel had to say?
Oh, I didn't hear what he had to say, but I bet it was excellent.
He blasted them for kneeling for the national anthem. He said, just, you represent the United States. If you don't want to represent the United States, don't be there. What are you there for? You know, there's no point to you being there if you represent the United States and you won't stand for the national anthem. It's ridiculous. Let's talk a little bit about a video you put out recently, a video commentary. It's titled, "This Is Why Cops Cannot Shoot People in the Leg." And I'm very interested in hearing your idea here. You know, I always hear people saying, why did the policeman kill him? Why did they shoot? Why did they aim for the leg? Should have shot him in the leg. So give us your answer as a former police officer.
Well, I'll tell a person, if you really think that shooting people in the leg is effective, go out in your backyard and you and your best friend can go and you try to shoot him in the leg and see if it's effective. No, don't do that, because then you end up going to jail and blaming me. But, you know, just for the sake of argument, it's not going to work. You're not going to do that in real life. You shouldn't expect police officers to do that. When police are trained, I used to train police officers. I was trained as a police officer. You don't shoot in places where you could miss. The point of shooting a person is eliminating them as a threat, not necessarily killing them, but eliminating them as a threat. And the fastest way to do that, the most accurate way to do that with the most surface area is going to be sensor mass. You're trying to shoot at people's legs. The legs are moving. It's not a very accurate target, and it's not going to put people down the way that it would if you shoot them in center mass. If a person is running at you with a knife and you shoot his legs and you miss, or you barely hit his leg, or you miss him and hit somebody else behind him or her, and you're going to be in big trouble, and people should be able to see this at this point, that it's not reasonable to shoot somebody in the leg. You can still kill them by shooting them in the leg. It's just not reasonable when you look at the training.
All right, and you also have a video out where you show or talk about a mom who destroyed the whole idea of critical race theory at a school board meeting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's fortunate that the young lady is representative of our foundation, our nonprofit organization called Blexit. She went there and just really schooled the school board on this critical race theory concept. And, you know, a lot of school boards are saying, we don't teach critical race theory. They don't call it critical race theory, but they're teaching young children within the school system not to be educated, not to learn about having great character, but to learn that white people are bad and black people are victims to white people who were bad in the past. And those things are not productive in our society moving forward. And a young lady was breaking it down succinctly on how dumb it is to try and teach this flawed history to our young people instead of putting them on the proper path to be successful in their education and also learn how the value of having integrity and being good people in society.
And I assume that Blexit stands for a black exit from the Democrat Party. Is that right?
Yeah, we use the play on words. You know, obviously we're a 501c3 that don't, you know, pick political parties, but it's a play on the word of exiting from this ideology that you have to be a monolith and you have to think one way. And so, you know, our beliefs and our mission is that we could help young people have an open, and actually young people, people in general, to have an open mind and be the best version of themselves by being educated.
And you also have a video about a black father blasting Black Lives Matter in an epic school board rant. So tell us about that one. What did the father have to say?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm incredibly encouraged when I see other black people other than myself that are standing up for these principles, because these days it seems like most black people don't care about these things or they're completely misinformed about them. And so every time I see a man, especially a black man, that's standing up for these things and speaking truth, you know, I'm incredibly excited. I wanted to put the guy's video out there because he challenged the school board. He challenged pretty much the entire city that Black Lives Matter isn't the solution to anything, and he don't want his children being taught this hateful, demonic rhetoric that's being spewed by Black Lives Matter, especially the tearing down of the nuclear family, which is on the BLM's website as an agenda. And so this black father who had several children, who was married to his wife, you know, brought it up that this is not a productive thing to teach children, and I agree with him 1,000%.
And all of these videos and commentaries you've got at your website, which is what, thetatumreport.com, or is it beatenblackandblue.com? Where do we find these commentaries?
Well, theofficertatum.com is the catch-all for everything. My online news site, which is Tatum Report, and then my book, which is Beaten Black and Blue. All of that can be found on that one independent website. And my videos that you were referring to, which is on my YouTube. All that can be found if you put in The Officer Tatum on any platform, you'll find them all.
Well, the music's on. We got to run, but I'm actually shocked that YouTube has not kicked you off yet. I'm surprised you're still on there.
Maybe because I'm black, you know. Maybe it looks like
that's so true.
They can't call me racist, I guess. So.
That's the honest answer. I like that. Brandon Tatum, what a good guy. Former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. Website, beatenblackandblue.com. Founder of the Tatum Report. Lots of good commentaries, lots of good videos. Go check him out. He's on YouTube as well. He's still there for the moment. Brandon Tatum, good guy. Have a great weekend, Brandon.
All right. God bless you. All right.
Thank you. God bless you. Good guy, man. Good guy. I'll be right back. I got more emails flowing in. WayneRoot@gmail.com about the Cleveland Indians changing their name. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them War sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
This country is so screwed up. Here's a story from page 6 of the New York Post. I guess there is a singer by the name of Halsey. I've never heard of her, him, it, whatever the hell it is. But Halsey was so disrespected after they gave the wrong pronouns for it that he or she or it is no longer doing any media interviews. The misgendered singer says he or she or it is no longer doing interviews after a magazine misgendered it. Halsey, who goes by the pronoun she and they, tweeted the hashtag No More Press Wednesday after Allure used only she and her in its August cover story on the Star. She gets a cover story and she's mad because they called her she and her instead of she and they. Hey, Allure magazine, first your writer made a focal point in my cover story about my pronouns, and you guys deliberately disrespected them by not using them in an article, said Halsey, 26 years old. Oh, my gosh. The Without Me singer also called out the magazine for misquoting them, adding, then your administration bastardized a quote where I discussed the privilege of being the white child of a black parent and intentionally used a portion that was the antithesis of the point I was trying to make. Do you have any idea what these people are saying? Do you have any idea who they are, what they are? I never heard of her, it, they. I've never seen it, they. I don't know what she's talking about. I can't understand her language. And she doesn't want any more cover stories. No, you've offended me. You gave me the cover of your magazine because I'm a transgender. And the rest of you can't get that cover because you're not a transgender. You're a normal person who goes to work every day. A normal Joe, a normal schmuck who goes to work and bangs your head every day against the wall to make freaking $48,000 a year. You're not getting any cover stories. You go home and you take care of your kids. Take them to Little League games. You're not getting any cover stories. But a transgender who's probably got breasts and a penis is on the cover of Allure magazine, and it's mad because they didn't pronoun her right. What a whacked out, nutty, crazy world we live in. These people are mentally ill, and they're just, they need a straitjacket. And you're putting them on the cover of magazines. Okay, just remember, it's an opinion show. She's a public figure. It's a public figure. And I have opinions, and I can give my opinion anytime I want. A public figure can't sue you for giving his opinion. You're freaking nuts, lady. Sir. It. They. Oh, my God. Can you imagine at school? The break is over. Come on in. He, she, it, they, you, something. The hell do you call people anymore? You with both the vagina and the penis. Come on in, it. Not too weird. Not too strange. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my new book that's coming out. I usually say Trump Rules, and that's a great book if you want to make money in the business world with all the great rules of Donald Trump that I use to create all of my success as a son of a butcher coming from nothing to all the great success I've achieved in so many different fields. But Trump Rules, great book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, they all carry Trump Rules. But my new book's coming out, and that's going to be, I think, one of the biggest sellers in the country. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Write it down. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It'll be out, I think, August 3rd now is the official date we've settled on. So it's just coming out in about 10 days or so. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and probably within a week or less, probably by early next week, it should be listed at Amazon. You could pre-order The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root, the priceless list for conservatives and Christians and patriots and 80 million Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America. It's a list of 116 companies that treat us like crap and piss on us, and we're going to tell them to go to hell and teach them a lesson. And I gave you all the phone numbers and all the names of all the top execs to go after and let them know you're not buying from them anymore. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I just made it easy for 80 million Trump fans and supporters to boycott and protest corporate America and their woke, politically correct liberal jerks. Can I, by the way, am I allowed to use on the air a word like jerk and then follow that up with off? Yeah, they're a bunch of jerk-offs. That's what they are. In any case, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. See, I'm allowed to do it. I did it. And it's available soon. By August 3rd, it'll be out all over the country, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root. Hope you'll grab a copy. You know, it's interesting because there's this article out that shows a picture of shelves at supermarkets in the United Kingdom, and they're bare. There's nothing there. And it's not just because the country's locked down and people thought, better buy bread, better buy milk, better buy toilet paper. No, it's because that stuff's not there anymore. After centuries of global rule, the United Kingdom is committing suicide by ordering millions of its workers across food, retail, and medicine sectors to self-quarantine in their homes. Grocery store shelves are going bare across the nation, and industry leaders warn the food supply chain is at risk of collapse. The British have lost their minds. Their country is gone. They used to rule the world, and they're a bunch of wimps and, I'll say it one more time, jerk-offs. And they're done. They're finished. Their people are going to starve because all they do is run in fear from the COVID germ. Oh, my God, it's COVID!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.